Thank you. Good evening. It is April 25th, 2019 at 8:42 p.m. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board Pro Tem, and I'm calling this special meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order. And before we have roll call, I just want to mention that this meeting was put on the calendar 7 days in advance with a set list of topics, which we will only address those topics. However, the notice for the meeting did not go out until 2 days ago, and so some people may not have gotten the notice, which should have gotten the notice 7 days in advance, but they did not. And so I'm asking people during the roll call, when you answer present in the bylaw for notice of meetings, which is Article 6, Section 4, notice of a meeting hereunder will be deemed waived by a director who affirmatively agrees to attend a meeting or to waive his advance notice requirement, signs a waiver of notice or written consent to hold the meeting, or who attends the meeting without protesting prior to the meeting or upon commencement of the meeting to the lack of notice to that director. So if you answer present during roll call, I will consider that you waived you waived the notice requirement for this meeting. So, Bill, are you back yet? Can you do roll call?
Point of order.
Yeah, and Sabrina got the information, so I think she can call Anna.
I have a question.
Okay. Okay,
first I heard a point of order. Who was that?
This is Alex.
Okay. That's Alex.
Yes. The meeting was posted on the kpftx.org website 7 days in advance. That constitutes
yes.
the...
Yes, I mentioned that.
It is unfortunate that some people did not get emailed 7 days in advance. But that has to do with the logistics of when those emails go out, which I was not aware of when I posted the notice. But nevertheless, the meeting has been properly noticed.
Okay. It just says that in the same article, it says special meetings shall require only 7 days notice in advance, but shall also require telephonic notice, which... In this day and age, since people can get emails on their phone, an email would suffice. By leaving a message at the telephone number given to the foundation secretary for such notice for each director, and shall specify the purpose of the meeting. Eileen?
Yeah, I think I sent this email out to everybody, so I'm sorry to repeat myself, but I want it on the record here that... the meeting was not properly noticed because the bylaw states that telephonic notice has to be made. And my argument in my email was that, yes, an email or text would meet that same objective, but it was not the automatic message from the calendar program that I thought met that requirement, but rather if somebody's posting a special meeting, the person posting it should send out an email or text to everybody in the group. That way you're assured that's a communication from a person to the other persons, and you're assured that they're being advised of the meeting. That's my argument for that. And I don't think all of us can go logging on to the KPFTX site every day to see just in case there's a new meeting posted. It's just courtesy and also practical, and I would hold obligatory to actually advise people of special meetings that are out of the ordinary, that have not already been scheduled, and that are not regular meetings. I'm done.
Thank you. Mr. Parliamentarian? Yes, go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Yes, Madam Chair. There was a point of order made. You need to rule on the point of order. You are the first one to debate if the point of order is appealed, and all others get to debate the point of order after you are first.
Yeah. Well, okay, I did not say taken, well taken or not well taken, but I did read this note, this Article 6, Section 4, which talks about the notice, and so I think that we've gone over this before and that it's not been noticed properly, but we can get around that by people still attending and waiving their right to be noticed, and we can still go on with the meeting. I just think that it's something that we really need to deal with, because Eileen's not the first person to have trouble with this, not knowing about a meeting ahead of time because the automatic notice didn't go out. Either we need to fix, I don't know if Otis is still on, but we need to fix that automatic notice so that if we can post a meeting, up until midnight on Central Time, then the automatic notice needs to go out right away somehow.
Madam President, Parliamentarian again. The ruling on the point of order, you're making it, but it hasn't been appealed. No one appealed your decision. So you have to make it clear to the board how you rule on the point of order.
Okay. All right. Point not well taken.
And, I feel the rule fair.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, let's do this right. Okay. Okay, so my reason for not taking it well is because I believe that notice means that the person receives a notice, and it's described in the bylaw about that. We need to have people noticed, and not like 3 days before the meeting, which is when the automatic notice went out this time. I disagree that the person who posted it has to send out an email if there's an automatic email that goes out. If there's no automatic email, if that doesn't get fixed, then if the person posts it after the time that the automatic email goes out, then we need to send out the notice to the members, because people get busy and they don't always check the calendar. The days go by and you're just, if you don't think of it, you might not know there's a meeting until like 3 days before, and then you may have made other plans and you're stuck. So that's my rationale for not accepting that just posting it is enough. And also, the other reason that the notice should go out, you can say that you posted it 7 days ahead, but then you can send the email out maybe after midnight. I think that would still be okay because it was already posted, but it should be noticed. We should come up with some motion on this so that we always make sure that everybody gets close to the 7 days notice, because it's only fair to do that. I mean, a lot of people, certainly the people that posted it know about it, and maybe their friends know about it, but the rest of the board may not know about it, and they may not think to check the calendar. So,
Madam Chair, this is the secretary with a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Who appealed? I couldn't tell who it was.
Alex.
Thank you.
Mansoor had a question as well.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Sure. Okay. So, let me make a comment and then I have a question. Number one, everybody has access to see what's on KPFTX. You don't have to be having access to it to knowing what's going on. Number two, Otis would be happy to help anybody to, if they want to post anything on KPFTX. And number three,
what's your question?
Okay, so the question is, how is it somebody, a board member, and it's not a rhetorical question because we faced this in the past, that you can be under a protest attending a meeting and still participate. It's just like sitting at a dining table. Food is there. You're protesting the food and you're still going to eat the food, but you still want to protest. So it's just not reasonable.
May
I speak to the Madam Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Jane,
I think
to the SAC also, please.
Okay, one second. Mr. Parliamentarian, I had a question that I really don't know how to answer. And it was about in the past, there have been people that have attended the meeting. They've said they're present, but they say they are attending under protest. Does that mean they did not waive their right to be noticed? And how does that affect the quorum and whether or not we can have the meeting?
Madam Chair, that question will have to be answered after point of order has been resolved. And I
remember
that when you are speaking.
Okay, great. Okay.
I think
Eileen was asked for the floor.
I was.
Okay, go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm speaking. Thank you. Whoever that was who was asking about how can a person who protests still be in the meeting,
It's Mansoor.
Excuse me. Can I finish what I'm saying, please?
Wait, we cannot answer that question until after the point of order has been resolved. So we'll deal with Mansoor's question after we deal with this.
Okay, tell me when I can go, all right? Thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Right now, in response to your argument, Madam Chair, we have never in the past mailing of the email from the kpftx.org website to constitute the notice. The notice, as far as I know, has always been considered to be the posting of the meeting on the kpftx website, and the email is courtesy to the members, and I certainly did not intend to avoid the email. It simply happened because of circumstances when it was posted. If the bylaws have language that say we should have telephone calls and we're already sort of making a creative interpretation that an email is good enough instead of a telephone call, then I don't see why we can't say that a posting on KPFTX website is also good enough. I mean, it's just, in any case, there's no precedent for saying that the notification consists of the email. That's not a criteria we have ever defined previously. Thank you.
For request for information.
All right, so one second, please. Okay, I just want to respond to Alex. I'm saying, and I just want to make sure, Alex, that you understand that I'm not faulting you because I didn't realize that the notice didn't go out if it was not posted, you know, like at 7.5 days. I just learned that from Bill a couple of days ago in response to Eileen's question of why she didn't get noticed, you know, a week ago and about this meeting. And so I look back at a lot of other notices, and some of them I got two notices, and some of them I got three. I got the 7-day, the 3-day, and the and the one day and the same day. And so that reason for the posting it after 7.5 days explain and not then it you, if it's posted after 7.5 or later than 7.5 days, then the automatic notice will not go out. And so that's what, to me, that's a problem that's just been uncovered that explains why people have been complaining about this over the last couple of years. We've always resolved it to say that notice is good enough, but I believe the reason people complain is because that automatic notice has not been going out at 7 days when you post it on the calendar after 7.5 days. If you post it at 7 1/4 days, it doesn't go out. If you posted it 7 days, it doesn't go out. And so it's really going to miss some people. I'm sorry. People try to be responsible, but life sometimes intervenes and you do not think to check the calendar. You know, our calendar is, you know, yes, it's true that everybody can access it. There's no password needed. But the bylaws say notice, and that means, if you look in Roberts, that means to the person, you know, an actual hello, you know, tap them on the shoulder, we've got a meeting, send them an email, call them, we've got a meeting. And it's just, it just would make things go a lot smoother, and you know, people are going to, you know, feel like they're treated fairly. And it just, why don't we honor this, you know, rather than say, well, too bad if you didn't do that. You know, why don't we try to honor this?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak again. Things are going out of order right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just answering.
Madam Chair, on a point of order, the chair gets to debate first and last, and all others who want to debate the point of order can debate it once between those two debates of the chair. And I would remind the board members that when they debate, would they say that they are in favor of the ruling of the chair or they are against the ruling of the chair when they debate? Twice
okay.
for the chair and once for each member.
Okay. Yeah, I have been reined in. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. So, So we had Alex.
Bill.
Yes, we're in the middle of a point of order, Bill.
Oh,
can we finish this
so
one first?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So we had Eileen. We had Alex. Is there anyone else who wants to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair or against the ruling of the chair? And my ruling is that I did not agree that the notice on the calendar was the 7 days advance notice, that the members need to be notified automatically or by email from the person that posts the meeting on the calendar if it's later than the 7.5 days and it doesn't get the automatic notice going out to the members.
I had a request for information.
Yes, what's your request for information? Who's this again?
This is James.
Hi, James. Okay,
it's
go ahead.
Twofold for the parliamentarian. One is, in law, there's a concept known as constructive notification, which generally means if you got notice somehow and then you show up, that's evidence that you were noticed. My question is, how does that apply under parliamentary rule with Robert's rules and our bylaws? And I think it may have already been answered by Nancy when she said that you need the kind of a notice where you're tapped on the shoulder and addressed as an individual. But I'd like you to flesh that out if you could.
Nancy is well aware of that, and that was what she was intending to do, is to use that portion of the bylaws that speaks about waiving your right of notice. But before she could get to that, someone raised a point of order, and we have to finish the point of order before she can do that.
Okay, that was okay. Not exactly the answer to my question, but I have the second part of my question, if I may, and perhaps my question is out of order, if that was the case. So why don't I just consider my question out of order, and I'll ask it again.
Okay, all right, so we'll go back to a debate. Is there anyone that wants to speak against my ruling or anyone wants to speak in favor of my ruling? We already had Eileen speaking for and Alex against.
Well, I guess I have a request for information. It's James again. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, James.
Again, for the parliamentarian, it seems like the way that that section read about the notice was that it was the, which Madam Chair was reading from the, I guess, the bylaws. It seems as though it's the members, it's up to the member to take the initiative to declare whether or not they're waiving their right because notice was faulty. And in this case, it was the chair that brought attention to the body that notice was not properly given. So I'm just curious, again, from a parliamentary point of view, what's the correct procedure? Should the members be bringing that up themselves, or is it appropriate for the chair to be bringing this to the attention of the body?
Either can present and bring this to the attention of the body, and the chair's opening statement was referring to that and trying to explain how we can get through this problem. However, the point of order intervened, and we have to settle the point of order, and I think the member who was asking the question, sorry, I don't know your name, James, you will find out as soon as the point of order is resolved. I believe the chair will go back to what she had started in the beginning concerning the second portion of the notice, which deals with how a person can waive. And you are absolutely right. One of the ways that you can waive your notice is by showing up at the meeting. So let us finish the point of order first, and then Nancy will explain.
Thank you.
Okay, so I already did my last motivating of my ruling. So, Mr. Secretary, would you please take the vote on upholding my ruling?
Okay, well, what I was going to say is, shouldn't we call the roll first?
Yeah, and we have a member on hold while
we have a member
trying to get on.
Well, thank you. His PIN doesn't work or something, or
no, he's on hold on the phone. I don't know how this works or what that means, but that's the message I got from him. He got in and he's on hold. I asked him what that meant,
okay.
And I have no idea.
Let me check his. Thank you. Let me
probably
check
call
his.
Back.
Let me see if he's there.
Sometimes it happens if you put
okay, so
phone.
I think you should call back. He's not showing up in Maestro. Wait a minute now. Yeah, he's not showing up in Maestro. So I think he needs to try and call back again.
He says, I got an email from him saying that he called three times and he says, I keep getting put on hold with music.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see.
Sounds like he's calling the wrong number.
No, this happens from time to time. All right. So yeah, this is how can we take we can take a vote. Can we take a vote on my ruling before we have roll call?
You can do them simultaneously.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. Secretary, please call the roll and take the vote.
I'm sorry. Point of privilege, should we not wait for Molly to get in?
In the meantime, Adrian, I'm going to look up some numbers to email to Wally, okay? Some alternative numbers for him.
He might need his pen. That may be the number that he punched in wrong. But, okay, so I'll call roll, check roll, and also let people vote on your whether it's the same ruling at the same time.
And vote on the ruling at the same time, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So, Grace Aaron?
Yes, here.
Hey, Grace is here, and you vote yes to uphold the chair, or how do you vote on that?
I pass.
Okay. Gary Bose?
Wait a second. If I say yes, that means I waive my, faulty noticing of this meeting and agree to participate. Is that correct? Is that the ruling of the chair, basically?
Well, if you say here to the roll call, that means you've waived your right to notice. And then if you say yes, then you uphold my ruling that we had a faulty notice.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
Okay. Grace is here. Okay. Gary Bost.
I'm here.
There's two things that you need to say. Excuse me, folks. You need to say present or here, and you also need to say uphold the ruling or don't uphold the ruling. Yes to upholding or no to not uphold.
So you could be.
So Grace,
so you
we
could
still
say,
need your vote on that.
Madam Chair, Jan Goodman, point of information, I guess.
What's your point of information?
And I know. If I agree that there was constructive notice, which means that, well, constructive, you had a little discussion about constructive notice, that means, am I agreeing with the ruling of the chair or opposing the ruling of the chair?
No, no, they're two separate actions you're doing. You're waiving your right to notice by answering the roll call, and then you also need to vote yes or no on upholding my ruling.
And your ruling was that there was not adequate notice, even though it was posted.
Right, because the automatic. Because when people, I'm not faulting Alex, I think all of us did not know this, but when people post on the calendar after, or I guess it would be noon Central Time, the automatic notice to the members about the meeting does not go out, and the only time the next notice goes out is three days before the meeting, or is it 2 days before the meeting? So they would only, if they didn't look at the calendar, they wouldn't know about the meeting until 2 days before. And so, and that's what happened this time. My ruling is not saying that Alex was. Okay. It's just that the notice, the way it's set up, is not. It needs to be fixed. We need to fix it somehow. Okay.
Madam Chair, may I clarify further?
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Okay. The chair's ruling is that there was insufficient notice. So,
thank you.
If you uphold the ruling of the chair, you are agreeing that it was insufficient notice. If you say no to the ruling of the chair, you're agreeing with Alex, who said that there was sufficient notice.
Request for information.
This is Grace. I have a request for information. I'm sorry.
Don't need it, Grace.
Okay. I agree that there's a question about proper notice of this meeting, and that is unfortunate, and I think that apologies are in order for inconvenienced by the improper notice or the short whatever. However, because we're all here, I think that we should have this meeting tonight, because it would be a greater inconvenience to cancel this meeting and have it next week or whenever. So my question is if I vote yes to the ruling of the chair, does that mean that this meeting ends? What are the consequences?
No. No, in my announcement, I said if you answer the roll call as present, that counts. I meant to say that counts towards quorum. Okay, and that's how we get around not having the proper notice. You're waiving that you were not noticed properly, and you're still willing to go through with the meeting. And so if enough people are willing to go through with the meeting, then we will have the meeting. And so that is answered by answering the roll call. So we're doing two things at the same time. You're saying that you're present, and you're also voting on my ruling.
This is Wally joining in.
Great. Hi, Wally.
Chair, I have a question. This is Lawrence.
Who is that?
I had a request for information.
Request yes. Information, Lawrence.
Lawrence, first. Okay, go ahead. And then James.
My request is probably...
How that happened.
Go ahead, James.
Lawrence.
Okay. So my request for information is, if one was abstained, what effect would that have?
If I was to abstain
on this vote, how does that affect the quorum, or how does that affect this lack of notice?
Well, you cannot vote if you're not present. So you have to say you're present. If you're not present, you need to hang up, and then you don't vote. But if you want to abstain, that's a vote, and so it doesn't affect. You first have to say whether or not you're here, and then vote, please. You can abstain.
Okay.
It won't affect whether or not you waived your right. If you say present, you will waive your right to notice.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Donald.
I have a question, too.
Okay. James and Donald. Oh, wait. That was Donald, I heard. Okay. Go ahead, Donald.
Yes, I'm just...
Question?
Now
you want a question? You have a question?
I'm saying I am now on the call and I am present.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead with the roll call and the vote, please.
Oh, this is Bill. I had a question, too. So I'm still confused. So how do we vote on whether or not to sustain the ruling of the chair? That's separate from whether your people are here, correct?
Right. So you have to be here in order to vote on the ruling of the chair. So you say,
okay,
I'm here.
So I'll still ask whether they're here or not, and then also whether they sustain the chair's ruling or not. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let me go back.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Grace Heron.
Yes, abstain.
Okay, so you abstain on the rule on whether or not to abstain.
Here, abstain.
Yeah.
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Gary Bost.
Thank you.
I'm here, and I uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So Gary's here, and he upholds the ruling of the chair. Robin Collier?
I'm here. I still don't understand what Nancy's ruling is, because... She's saying there was insufficient notice. That's the ruling of the chair?
If there's insufficient
notice, you can't have the meeting at all. It doesn't matter didn't get the notice aren't here, so they weren't properly noticed. I feel that they were properly noticed. There's been many, many special meetings that have been noticed exactly like this. This is the first time someone has brought up the bylaws. There's a lot of precedent for having this type of notice. Everyone knows you need to look at the website to find out what meetings are coming up. So
I do not vote
to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Okay, that was the second speaking against the ruling of the chair. Okay.
That was the first no vote just on sustaining the ruling of the chair. Grace abstained. Gary voted yes. Robin voted no. Okay. Chris Corey?
Well, Chris also votes no, but I am present.
Okay. Chris is here and no to sustain the chair. Bill Crozier is here and no to sustain the chair. It's ruling. Donald Goldmacher?
I vote against sustaining the rule of the chair.
Okay, and you're present. Okay, and you vote no. Thank you. Jen Goodman?
Here, and I vote no against sustaining the ruling of the chair because I think that because there was constructive notice. So it doesn't have to be actually tapping someone on the shoulder.
Okay, Jan's here, and no to uphold the ruling of the chair. Sabrina Jacobs, KPI, I forgot to call up the stations for everybody, but go ahead. Sabrina?
Present, no.
Okay, Sabrina's here, and no to uphold the ruling of the chair. Wally James?
Here, and vote no.
Wally's here, and he votes no. Dwayne Lark? Here, Dwayne. Adrian Laviolette?
Here, and I vote no for the same reason that Jan mentioned.
Okay. Adrian votes no, and I mean is here and then votes no. Ralph Pointer?
I'm here, and I vote to support the chair, the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Ralph is here, and he votes yes to uphold the ruling of the chair. Lawrence Reyes?
I abstain. Present.
Okay, Lawrence is present and abstains. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here. No to the ruling of the chair.
Joan is here and votes no. Thank you. Let's see. Eileen Rosen?
I am here and I vote yes.
Okay, Eileen is here and votes yes. Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor and no.
Mansoor is here and votes no. James Egerton?
Here, no.
Secretary, I'd like to change my vote. This is Lawrence.
Lawrence, Okay.
I'd like to vote in the affirmative and present.
Okay, so you're voting to uphold the ruling of the chair? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Nancy, I'll come back to you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg?
I am present, and I vote against the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Alex is here and votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Tom is here and I vote no.
Tom is here and votes no. Muscula Washington?
I am here and I vote yes.
Muscula is here and votes yes. And Nancy, you want me to announce the count first?
Oh, yeah. Dwayne,
I'm sure again. Dwayne Lark? We didn't hear you.
Dwayne, we cannot hear you.
Is he on the call?
They have hung up.
Yeah, no, he's here. He's showing.
Okay, let me finish calling rule. Maxie Jackson, RED, are you here?
Maxie's here. Maxie's present, I don't have a vote.
You don't have a vote, I know. Right, okay. And John Tatum, our parliamentarian?
I'm here, and I don't have a vote.
Right, okay. We heard you. Just going through the formality here. Okay. Well,
thank you for completing that roll call, Bill.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, we still can't hear you. Do you wish to vote?
Point of information.
1 second. We're in the middle of the vote.
Well, I think you're getting it wrong. I think he hung up because it was said, if you acknowledge that you're here by saying present, the way to maintain your lack of notice was to go away.
But that's a different point. I can see him on Maestro, so he's still connected.
But he's not. Since he's not.
But he's not. He's either muted on his end, and we can't hear him, or something.
Or he's choosing not to be in attendance officially.
Well, maybe. Yep.
I wish that would allow Nancy to chair and stop butting in.
Okay, let me announce the vote count. Then we have 5 yes. You want me to do that?
Please do the vote count.
Okay, 5 yes, 13 no, 1 abstain. Do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
And you're here, link. Obviously. Okay, so that makes it 6 yes.
Yes. Okay. Sorry that took so long. I just thought that was an important thing that we should, try to do better on, and I thought it might, if we could if we could, you know, deal with this right off the bat, it would make the meetings in the future go smoother. But anyways, I'm hoping that we can, somebody can pose a solution to this. I think it's a problem, but okay. Great. Now can we have, everybody's here except Wayne, except it looks like he's here. Okay, so we don't have any excused absences. Could I have timekeepers, please?
I'll be happy to do both if you wish.
Okay. Great. So Mansoor will be timekeeper for the speaker, 90 seconds each, and he will let you know at 30 seconds and, 10 seconds and 15 time?
15 seconds, 10 seconds.
15 seconds, okay, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, and time. And then if you're not finished with your sentence, I will let you complete your sentence. All right, so... also, I want to say that I really let everybody slide on speaking during the vote. We normally do not allow, and I'm not supposed to allow anybody to say anything but yes or no during the vote, but I apologize for all the confusion that caused, and I needed to do some explaining. But normally, there's no speaking during the vote. Just yes or no. If you want to do your debating, you got to do it before we take the vote. Okay. So let's go to the first item then, the bylaw amendments. 60 minutes, Mansoor.
Yes, I'm keeping track of it.
Okay.
And Bill, may I be on the stack?
Yep, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I emailed a motion, and I put it on Rev B of the agenda. Let me find it here again. Sorry. It's called Motion to Remove Two Bylaw Amendments, quote, ballots limit for 2019. Whereas our bylaws, Article 17, Section 1B1, states, quote, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of two ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board, unquote. And whereas there has been confusion over whether bylaws amendments proposed by 2018 PNB directors in December 2018 and January 2019 should be counted toward the two ballots limit for 2018 or 2019, even though the PNB did not vote on any amendments for over 2 years, and also whether amendments voted on by the PNB during two meetings in April count as one or two, parenthesis, as the delegates are likely to vote on them together, close parenthesis. And whereas a number of delegates have asked that some of the other proposed amendments be revised and resubmitted this year because additional amendments are needed, therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board hereby removes the, quote, two ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the Foundation's bylaws, unquote, restriction for calendar year 2019.
So how many, I have a question, how many bylaw amendments are we unrestricted to? Ten?
Well, the motion just doesn't put a restriction in. And I'll just point out that this would allow new people, new delegates, to submit bylaws amendments. And I don't think anybody's clear whether the ones that were proposed in December or January should count towards the 2018 limit or the 2019 limit, but they were proposed by the 2018 board members. So it would be helpful to clear this up in advance before we vote on any more amendments.
Yeah. So it to me it makes.
You request some information, Lawrence.
One second. My question is about the number that you're proposing this be changed to. That's not in here. Is it open-ended? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the motion just removes that restriction. I mean, clearly, if the PNB doesn't want to vote on, they can decide how many to vote on. They're not going to be unlimited. It's up to the PNB to decide.
Okay, I mean, it says in the bylaw, it says unless the board decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board.
Right. Can I clarify?
Yeah. Please do.
So this motion essentially is to declare otherwise, which is what the bylaws say.
Right.
So there won't be that restriction.
Right, but it does not. Right, but it, so you're saying that we can have as many as we want?
Yes.
More
clearly, we're
three?
Not going to be proposing bylaws amendments every month. The bylaws still require a 45 days notice period, and then the PNB has to vote, and then the delegates have to vote. So that in itself is going to limit how many different times you can do it. And plus, we're almost through 4 months of the year.
Well, I don't know how that will limit it, because you can have overlapping periods. I think you're saying you can have unlimited number of ballots on voting on the bylaw amendments this year. That's what your motion is saying.
That's what the motion says, yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. Who was that wanted a request for information?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. So the question I have is if this bylaw was to pass, does that mean the restriction is removed where new delegates by May 9th could propose new bylaw amendments? Is that, am I in the ballpark?
Should I answer that?
Go ahead.
Yes. The bylaws, this is not a new bylaw. This is just a motion to remove this restriction for this 1 year. But the bylaws still have a procedure, and the bylaws, the PNB would still have to vote on the notice date and all this kind of stuff for a set of bylaws amendments. And
right, so it's a temporary motion, which
for this year
seems like an amendment. But okay, thank you.
So now, was there a second for Bill's motion?
Mansoor seconded it.
Okay. So I'm opening the floor for debate. Who would like to speak for this motion, and who would like to speak against this motion?
Madam Chair, I have a question. This is a parliamentarian.
Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian. Have the floor.
Yeah. This is a question for the chair to answer. In this bylaw, the first part of the bylaw is actually a proviso which says by a two-thirds vote, the board can change the number of ballots per year. So I'm saying my interpretation of the bylaws is that the foundation is not restricted to 2 ballots per year because of the proviso which says by a two-thirds vote, the foundation can change that number in any calendar year. So my question to the chair is, does the board by a two-thirds vote, is the board able to raise that maximum number of ballots?
This motion would, if it passes, it could raise that maximum number of 2 ballots to more than 2 ballots.
No, that wasn't my question about the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The foundation's bylaws. My question to you is, by a two-thirds vote, can the board approve more than 2 ballots per year, the way the existing bylaws are? And I'm asking the chair to answer that question for me. Thank you.
If we want I'm not sure about your question. If we want to have another ballot other than, and we've already had two, we can vote to have another one. And then we can, if we want to have another one, if we have a two-thirds vote, we can have another one. You're saying we don't. So this is saying we have to have a motion to change the number of ballots, and which is what Bill is bringing. He's bringing a motion which has to get two-thirds vote in order to change the number from two ballots per calendar year to more than two ballots per calendar year.
Yeah, that sounds like the answer to my question. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
By two-thirds vote, the board can vote and say X calendar year, we are going to allow four ballots. Then so be it. You can have four ballots those years if you get the two-thirds vote.
And this motion that Bill has proposed is saying we can have unlimited number of ballots this year if we get a two-thirds vote.
And you're saying the same thing. You can even, as the foundation bylaws exist now, by a two-thirds vote, you would probably have to set the number and leave it open-ended like you referred to before. You can't leave it open-ended. You would have to, by a two-thirds vote, set that number for that calendar year, and you can do it for each calendar year by a two-thirds vote. Set the number of ballots that you can have, and that's how you get around this limitation of only having two per calendar year.
So I don't see in this bylaw that you have to say how many more you're going to have. It just says that you can have more than two if you vote by two-thirds to have more than two. It doesn't say that you have to say how many more you have. How many more you have to limit. It doesn't tell you that you have to limit it to a certain number when you vote by two-thirds. So
no. But when you vote, when you take that two-thirds vote, you will have to give a number. If it's not two, if it's not two per year, you'll have to give another number.
Well, I don't understand why you have to give a number, why this motion, because you're saying this motion is not complete. It needs to have a number put in there.
No, I'm saying that I need help from other board members, by the way. I'm saying that right now.
Okay, one second. All right, so this discussion is about Article 17, Section 1, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws, Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws. Okay, so in case anybody wants to become part of this answer for John. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what I was saying is right now as it stands, you can only have two ballots per year.
Yes.
Calendar year. But the board, by a two-thirds vote, can make that a different number. Now, that's the question I'm asking you. Is that true that by a two-thirds vote, the board can be unrestricted to having only two ballots per year, per calendar year?
Yes. Well, it says, unless the board, by a two-thirds vote, decides otherwise, there should be a maximum of two ballots per calendar year. And so to me, that says, if they vote by two-thirds, they can decide to have more than two ballots, but it doesn't say to me, that means if they do not specify a number, they can have as many as they want.
Can I interject here as a board member? This is Maski La. What I hear is that the parliamentarian is saying that they need to put in a number, that it does not need to be unending. So they can do as many, and I'm saying they, They can make as many amendments as they want to. And according to the bylaws, it's states, too. So for this group or whoever to make an amendment, they should put in 4, if that's what they want to do, or 10, or 12, as we know they'd like to do. So I think that Mr. Tatum is correct, that they need to put in how many bylaw changes they want to make between now and December so that it's not ever-ending. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and I don't know, right, and I don't know that it says that that's what they have to do. It doesn't say in the bylaw.
Request
for information, Lawrence.
Well, let Maskula finish. Go ahead.
Finish? Do you
go ahead, Maskula.
I appreciate that. Do you think, according to the bylaws, that those people that authored it would have wanted someone to change, make that change, and indicate that it can be as many changes to the bylaws as they see fit during this particular year? Do you think that was the intention? If people vote for this particular amendment without specifying a number, do you think that's okay?
I didn't write these, so I have no idea.
Exactly, and that's why I am saying we should adhere to what was written previously. If Mr. Crozier would like to make a change, then he should indicate the number that he would like to change to according to what is already there. It says 2. What is his intention for this year? That's all I'm saying. I thought that's what Mr. Tatum was saying, mm-hmm. but he was saying as a parliamentarian, I'm saying it as a board member, okay?
Yeah. All right, so would you like to make an amendment? This is open for amendment now.
I had a request for information, Madam Chair.
Yes, as soon as Maskula finishes, 1 second.
Yes, I would like to amend it to, I'd like to take 1. But, I'd like to say 1, but I know that, that would be voted down immediately. So how about 3?
Okay, so could you, let's see, that would be the, it needs to be changed. So be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board hereby removes the 2 ballot per calendar year restriction for the calendar year 2019, and restricts it to 3. That's what your amendment would be?
Yes. That's my amendment, to 3.
Okay. Can you pop that into an email and send that to us?
I'll try.
That's the rule.
Madam
okay,
Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence. You have a question.
Yes,
a
I
question?
Do. Yes, so my question is, my concern is that when it comes back to after a year, it's going to require another 2/3 vote. It sounds like to me that this is an amendment to the bylaws. And if that's an amendment to the bylaws, then I can't support that. So is that
okay?
Can you be candid enough in that and tell me
yeah.
if this is an amendment to the bylaws?
Yeah. No.
To that particular bylaw?
Yes, yeah, I can.
Because
answer
it changes
question.
It.
Yeah, I can answer your question. This is not an amendment to the bylaw. It's just the bylaw says unless the board by a 2/3 vote decides otherwise. Okay, and that's what this motion is. It's a vote deciding otherwise. There shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year. So this is a motion that the bylaw itself allows. It allows the board to change this number of ballots per calendar year for 1 year.
Okay.
And that's what this motion that Bill has brought is about. And so it's a totally allowed motion. And the question we have an amendment to Bill's motion that would restrict the maximum number of ballots
per calendar year to 3. Okay, so now we're in the amendments, and Masculi, you can motivate your amendment.
Point of order.
Yes, which point of order, Bill?
Oh, there was no second to the amendment.
Oh, right, thank you. Is there a second to Masculi's amendment?
A second and this is mine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the amendment is, Masculi, you can motivate your amendment.
I thought I pretty much already did.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, if you want that to stand as your motivation, we can go to debate, unless you have anything else you'd like to say. Okay, so the amendment is open for debate. Someone like to speak in favor of this amendment or against this amendment?
James, for the stack.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say we have numerous amendments that we'd like to consider this year. and so I think 3 is too little. And I would also like to add that I don't see anything in the voting and approval section of Article 17, where it says, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise. It doesn't say you must have a number, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. It just says otherwise. So saying no number is also otherwise.
Okay. So you don't want to add, you don't want to amend this to a particular number. You want to keep it unrestricted.
I'm speaking against the amendment. I hope it'll be put down, and we'll go back to the unrestricted.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify if you wanted to speak against it or change the number. Okay. Thank you. All right. Anyone for this amendment?
Yes, Dwayne.
Okay, Dwayne. Go ahead.
Obviously, as Masculi was trying to point out, there was an intent when the discussion was made some time ago, and it would appear that to have an unchecked, open textbook blanket statement with no clarity, and obviously, as Masculi pointed out, anytime this is to be amended, it could be codified and articulated, as opposed to having unlimited amounts. It's just opening up a can of worms that is uninterpretable. So I don't see why anyone would have any disagreement with trying to have some clarity with this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So is there anyone else that was a for, anyone else against this amendment?
Mansour would like to speak against it.
Okay, go ahead, Mansour.
All right, thank you. I think we had many amendments put into motion last year, and we have many new members to the PNB, and they might have consideration for bringing amendments, and I would put a request of making it 15. If we get to the 15, we get to the 15. If we don't, we just do lesser numbers. Thank you.
Okay, so we
have...
Okay, 1 second. We have an amendment of the amendment. So Mansour has made an amendment. Mansour, could you please send that in an email that you amend the amendment to be 15?
Sure.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can the parliamentarian speak?
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to remind the board members that they are not, we're not voting to increase the number of amendments that you can have each year. We are voting for the number of ballots that you can have each year, because you can have 10 amendments and they can all be voted on one ballot. Just keep that in mind, board members.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. I wanted to make that point also, because I wasn't sure if that was clear to people, that each ballot can amend more than one bylaw. As many
correct.
As I think we have many in the notice of the bylaw amendments that was sent out in January.
All right, then I take my amendment back.
Okay, so Maskilov's amendment is, there was no second, was there, on
yes, Madam Chair, Loring's second, and I want to speak
talking
for
on
the
Mansoor's amendment. On Mansoor's amendment.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's okay if you take it back. Okay, so we're back to Maskilov's amendment, which says, be it resolved that the Pacific and National Board hereby removes the two ballots per calendar year to three ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the Foundation's bylaws restricted for the calendar year of 2019. And that was amendment to Bill's motion. Okay.
Request information, Bill.
Yes, sir.
So would, if it's three per year, then we had a vote on April 4th. Hopefully we'll get to some real amendments tonight. Would that eat up two of the three and then only leave one more for the year? That's what it sounds like.
Well, I think that there was some question on Ford's opinions on whether or not the motion, the amendments proposed in December could be voted on this year, and I have asked him for clarification on that, and I have not heard back from him yet. So I think just the way that bylaw was written, it looks like it might only apply to amendments by members, but there's the way our bylaws are written, when they put something at the end of a paragraph, it looks like it only applies to things in that paragraph. As for instance, the paragraph on notice, it often refers to something earlier in that particular bylaw. So I just want to get further clarification from him on that to make sure that that's not the case and that he actually was mistaken on his opinion, as someone had suggested. Okay, so we won't know until we hear back from him.
Apologies.
Does that answer your question?
Madam Chair, I'm waiting to speak for the amendment.
Okay, one second. Mr. Parliamentarian?
Yeah, the only other thing I would say is everyone already knows the calendar year is January 1 to December 31st. So I just wanted to remind board members that three, if this amendment passes, that's three for this year, 2019, as I see it written here. And Bill's point would be that if you've already had ballots this year, that would have to be included. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Right. And so the question is whether or not, Bill's question is whether or not the proposed amendments that were proposed in December, does that apply to the limit of three, or do those, are those like moot, and so we would only have had one so far and we'd have two more? That's your question, right, Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, those don't count. That's 2018, so they don't count. They're moot. It starts with this motion. It speaks to this year only.
Okay. All right. So I think Mr. Parliamentarian is saying, is even if that set was allowed by Ford's opinion, then we would still have three this year. And that would be one from last year that we would be allowed to vote on. So that would make a total of four that we would be voting on.
No. was it postponed to this year? You can only, if this amendment passes, you can only have three this year. So if you bring it over to this year, that's one, and then you have two more left.
Okay. Okay.
I think we've already had two speak for and two against. Can we vote?
Yeah.
No, so, I didn't have
2-4. You just have 1-4 and 1 against.
Okay.
Well, it builds
go ahead,
to 4.
Go ahead and speak 4.
4,
go ahead.
I mean, for against. So, you know, I've had to go to no restrictions at all. But since the parliamentarian is suggesting that we put a number on it, and it is for this calendar year, I would support the amendment. Thank you.
To 3. The amendment is calling for 3. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So, Maskila, you can say some final things about your amendment.
No, I don't need to. I'm good.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Mr. Secretary, will you please take the vote on this amendment, which limits the number of ballots this year to 3 instead of 2.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Gary Most?
I'll vote no.
Gary votes no. Robin Collier?
Robin votes no.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
Hello?
Can't hear you, Jan.
I'm sorry. Can I pass for right now?
We're voting on Moskila's amendment.
I'll
come back,
pass for
come
right
back
now.
To you? Okay.
Please come
I'm
back
sorry.
To me.
Okay. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Okay, Dwayne votes yes, and we hear you, Jan. Can you mute yourself, please? Adrienne LaViolette?
You know what? I can just vote. I'll just vote no. I
Jan
figured
votes
out
no.
where we were. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Adrienne LaViolette?
No.
Adrienne votes no. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Ralph votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence votes yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean votes no. Eileen Rosen?
Abstain.
Eileen abstains. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay, James votes no. Alex Steinberg?
I abstain.
Alex abstains. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Moskila Washington?
Yes.
Moskila votes yes. Let me count here. We have 3 yes. Uh, 15 no's and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Nancy abstains. That'd be 3 abstentions. Somebody needs to mute the phone.
Listen to music while you tally the vote.
Nancy?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. No, I abstain.
Okay, oh, I got that. Should I call the vote on the original motion?
Yes. So what's the amendment? What's the tally on the amendment?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was 3 yes, 15 no, 3 abstain. Counting
okay,
your abstention.
So the amendment fails. Okay, so now we'll vote on the now we'll have the debate on the amendment. We did not.
No,
we had
on
one
the main motion.
The main motion, I'm sorry. Thank you. We had one against and we haven't had any for yet. Is there someone would like to speak for the motion, the main motion?
Request for information, James.
Yes, James.
Could you repeat what the main motion is, please?
The main motion is to be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board hereby removes the two ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the Foundation's bylaw restriction for the calendar year 2019.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to speak against this main motion? Okay.